All right, I'm here joined with head men's wrestling coach, Coach Corey Meyer, and exciting times right now as the Lakers have been preparing for the national tournament. They head out here in a day or so to start competing. So, Coach, just talk to us a little bit about the national tournament and what you're expecting to see out of the guys.
Hey, so we're really excited. You know, this is something that, you know, you circle on your calendar every single year, and you really gear up for lots of times. You know, you lose a match early in the year and you say, oh, we'll get it back at the end of the year, and so that time is now. Really easy to be motivated this time of the year, so that's always great, right? I'm not, you know, pulling teeth to get a lot of effort and stuff like that, so that's always nice. Right now we're really just focusing on making sure our bodies are right, healing up after a long season, making sure our mind's right, staying positive, being grateful for the opportunity to compete at the national stage, because we know there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of people sitting at home watching that would, you know, do literally anything to be in our shoes. So just keeping some perspective and not taking that stuff for granted has been a big help for us as we look to prepare. So we qualified 6 guys for the national tournament. So I'll kind of outline and kind of go through each one. So starting off, Oswaldo is a 2-year starter for us, making his first time to the national tournament. So when we talked with him at the beginning of the year, this was something he had circled, and not only was it a goal, but it was really an expectation in his mind as far as like, hey, I need to get back here. I need to get where I feel I deserve to be. And so seeing that kind of come to fruition throughout the year has been really exciting and really gratifying for us. And then we got Aiden Rader. So Aiden's actually making his second trip to the national tournament. Aiden's similar. In his first trip, he kind of came up just short of All-American status, and that was something that he really felt was very obtainable for him. So to see him work and train and kind of have that laid out for him all year has been really exciting, and to now have that opportunity to really have that hard work really pay off is something that I'm very excited about. And then Aiden Crowley, so another Aiden, is wrestling 141 pounds for us. Aiden's a freshman, and so coming out of high school, Aiden is similar, and he didn't accomplish all of his goals his senior year. And so to see him come back to stay healthy throughout the entire year has been very exciting. Aiden wrestles a really high pace. Lots of times people go and watch us wrestle, and they're like, wow, he just wrestles. He just goes all the time and stuff like that. And full disclosure, he is absolutely terrible to drill with, right? He is very, it stinks. It stinks to be his practice partner. So lots of times I have to jump on that grenade, if you will. But he really likes it and he really enjoys that. Another freshman for us, Fisher Hawkins, is also making his first trip to the national tournament. Fisher's really come along a lot this year. I think Fisher's work ethic was something that popped out at me right away. And as well as his teammates, right? He was identified as a team leader pretty much the first month of the season, and he's really carried that torch for us for a long time. And to really give him the opportunity to go and have his hard work pay off is not only great for him, but also just like leads by example and kind of leading from the front. And so we're really excited for him. He had a great regional tournament, really putting some tactical things together for us. So we're really excited to see him kind of continue with that pace. And then Ulysses is wrestling for us at 165. Ulysses is a 2-year guy for us, making his first trip to the national tournament. And when we come in and, you know, he talks to me about those goals and he talks to me about that, right? Like, lots of times it's, hey, bud, like, I'm here for it, but you got to put your money where your mouth is, right? It's not going to come by wishing. It's not going to come by hoping. And so putting in the work and putting in the effort and kind of getting better in specific positions, not just running sprints, but just making sure that we're improving in the areas that are going to be most beneficial for us, is really something that he's done really well. And then finally, our last but definitely not least national qualifier is Tyreek. So Tyreek Davidson is from Columbia, South Carolina, so definitely a long way from home. And recruiting Tyreek, something popped out at me right away. The dude is super athletic, and the dude is always, you know, in a match, and he's super fun to watch. And I thought to myself, well, at the very least, he's going to be fun to be in the corner with. And I think that's something that if you watch him wrestle is something that you can definitely get on board with. He's anything but your prototypical heavyweight. What I love about him, when we talk about all the time, is, hey, if the match is going and you're still wrestling, you always have the chance to win. And that is such a nice bullet to have in the chamber. And so we really like that. We're really excited to see what he can do here on the national stage.
Awesome, Coach. And talk to us a little bit about what you think the team has grown in most this season.
So something that I think has been really beneficial and what we can really identify too is like how they wrestle and as well as like their pace, right? So, you know, big things like scoring at the end of periods are really big tactically, really keeping the pressure on them. Something that we talk about a lot too is the change in the scoring system really allows us to be in matches a lot later, right? We talk about, hey, we can be down 4 or 5 points in the third period and we haven't hit the panic button yet. And so that's really something that they've really got onto and really grasped, and scoring the next points and making sure that the next position they win is ours, right? And so that's really something where they've grown a lot in. And then also, like, just having the right mindset, right? I think lots of times, because of the physical demands of wrestling, it becomes very grueling, it becomes very difficult. But every single one of our guys is very grateful and feels fortunate to step on the mat and have the opportunity to compete. And that's something that's easy to get behind as far as a coach goes.
Absolutely. And talk to us a little bit about what the schedule looks like at the national tournament for the team and how fans can kind of tune in and watch the action.
Right, so national tournament is scheduled for 2 days. So the first day, everybody will wrestle starting at 9 a.m. And they'll kind of wrestle through the quarterfinals as well as the third round wrestlebacks on Friday morning. And then Friday night at 5 o'clock, they have a second round. So that'll be the quarterfinals as well as wrestling through the All-American round. So what's really nice about how this is set up is that everybody wrestling on Saturday has All-American status. So then on Saturday, they'll start off with the semifinals as well as the wrestlebacks and wrestle all the way through the consolation side of the tournament. And then on Saturday night will be the national finals.
Awesome. And any way that you can tune in to watch?
Yeah, so there will be a link that's generated where people can tune in and watch. The best way to do it is actually just like our social media. I'll be sure to make sure that that's out. And then you can just click right on the link and tune in, whether you're sending it to your TV or hopping on your computer or whatever it might be.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach. Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.